Hi guys, this is Growls here. Fucking answering this questionnaire by G user just to listen. Got it from Tumblr. That's cool. That's where I get a lot of my porn and cat gifts, cause you know. Yeah. Okay, so first question. When did you lose your virginity? I'm listening to music in the background, you guys, so sorry if you guys hear that. When did you lose your virginity? I was 18. It's funny. My friend at the time always said that she always said if I dated a guy for longer than 3 months, I would probably have sex with him. And I was a virgin at the time, and I didn't have like a real boyfriend until this. And she was right. I tried pressuring him to sooner, but yeah, when I was 18 to my boyfriend at the time. Two, rough sex or soft and tender? Well, I both really like them, but I really like rough sex a lot more. Really like, you know, being treated like a whore and whatnot. Fuck me like you hate me type shit. Yeah. But yeah, just soft and tender too, but really only really like soft and tender when I'm high, so. Alright. Do you have any unusual kinks / fetishes? I'm like in the general BDSM area, so I don't know. I don't think I do. Weirdest place you've ever had sex? My apartment stairwell. Moving on. Favorite sex position? I really like doggy. Yeah. I don't really like fucking putting my legs on the dude's shoulder. Prone bone, is that it? Yeah, that one. That one too. Favorite cuddle position? I really like, oh, okay, so I'm like really weird about cuddling. I don't know, I always feel really weird. I think it's because I'm not used, or I don't like people. I guess cuddling means weird. But I mean, I guess I like being the big spoon, you know? Or like, their head is on my chest. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? Submissive, I usually fall under that category. I like to fight back. Dominant urges every once in a blue moon. Have you ever had any one night stands? Yeah! Four, I think? I don't know. One of them was terrible. 9. Sex on the bed, couch, floor. You know, having had a lot of couch sex, I'm gonna go with couch. I have really bad luck with beds, actually. The second time I slept with my with an old partner, he was going at it. It was really hard, and we broke his bed, and it just like tipped over, or it just went boom, and it hit the floor. I mean, he fixed it, and we went back at it, but I'm really bad luck with beds. They always tend to be really noisy, or we hit the headboard or something. I don't couch sex and floor sex. I've had floor sex too, but the fucking, you know what, I don't like the carpet burn. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who, and would you ask them to join? Been caught masturbating by my mother, and I would not ask them to join ever. I'm probably gonna need a shot to just, oh god, I need that thought in my head. If you ever had sex in a public place, yes, you will return your thoughts to 4, weirdest place. Yes, I have. Stairwell. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? Also, oh, I am not a dude, so. If you are a woman, what could he/she be? Used to have a really, really cute pair of purple lace boy shorts. Well, they were, like, shorter than, I don't know what, sort of like that, and, like, a bralette set. If you're a woman, what could he or she wear? Really like women with, it's not more wear, it's more of, like, hairstyles, but women, comfortable clothing, like yoga pants and stuff. I don't know. I kind of like women just wearing anything. For dudes, I really, really like when they actually have style instead of just graphic tees and cargo shorts. I mean, that's cool too, but like not all the time, please. Men in suits, oh my god. Men in suits. Good fucking lord, men in suits. Also workout clothes. I don't know, I kind of like seeing the shirts like just being a little tight across their muscle. Oh god, working myself up here. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else. So, I don't know, nice clothes. How often do you have sex? None. It's been a year, so it's reminding me about that. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? I really like giving head. But I also really love having my pussy eaten like it's your last meal. So, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. It's a situational thing. That's an answer. Okay. Is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Do anyone... like real life people? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to have sex with anyone right now. I can't off the top of my... Well, I can, but I'm not gonna say that. what fucking question was it? Oh, 16. Justin. Let me be your coffee pot. You call the shots, babe. I just wanna be yours. Oh my god, I love this song. Sorry. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Embarrassing. I queefed once. I have another one, but it's like mortifying and it's not, you guys are gonna think a lot less of me. So, it's bodily fluid and it did not, it was not one of the bodily fluids downtown. So neither of those. So you, anyway, song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky sex times. I don't know. I tend to really like, you know what? I did one of my one night stands. Oh my god. Hey, stop. Stop licking yourself. Stop it. This is, you smell bad already. Stop. Thank you. Please don't lick yourself anymore. You're gonna, I'm talking to my dog. I'm sorry, you guys. It's not like anyone's gonna fucking listen to this anyways. oh my god, stop licking yourself. Oh god. Why is it so hard to be a fucking fur parent? It's such a first world problem. I care too much about this rat dog. One of my one night stands. He played like EDM, I think. And we fucked in the backseat of his car. That was kind of hot. Probably do it during like really rough sex. I don't know. I hope I can trust the other person to have like good mood stuff, I guess. Song you listen to during soft, slow, passionate, sweet, sexy times. I Want to Be Yours. Arctic Monkeys. Anything off the AM album. I don't know. If anyone has any suggestions, leave them. Are you into dressing up for sex? Not really. If anything, like, I like to not wear clothes at home, so when I have an SO, I kind of just tend to go around in just, like, underwear or something. Not really. I mean, for build-up, sure, but, like, is it an everyday thing? I don't know. I think if I had more lingerie, I'd be into it. But I don't even have someone to appreciate it, so it's like, I don't know. It got me thinking about shit. Mm. Do you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? I don't know the song. I guess the bath? Because I haven't heard good things about shower sex. But I mean, I don't know. I guess if I found the right partner, I both. You ever had a threesome? If not, would you? I have not. It's on my sexual bucket list. So, hit a bitch up, you guys. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? Anyone. Anyone. Calvin Harris. I am very into Calvin Harris right now. I've been listening to his, like, really, really early stuff, and I'm just like, I would have sex. I would fucking blow, pre-glow up Calvin Harris. Like, I would do things to him, man. Really into Calvin Harris right now. Alex Turner, but I'm pretty sure he has a girlfriend. I don't know. You know when, like, celebrity crushes have girlfriends, I tend to be less interested. Except Alex Turner. It's a huge exception. Well, actually, no, I would like to have sex with him, but it would never happen.
Come on. Number one. Party anthem.
Oh, God, this song. What were they? Would you use a sex toy? Yeah, I have a Jackrabbit Vibe. And I had a Hitachi knockoff that I got off Amazon. It's $10. It was amazing. It's the second one that I've gotten. Because the first one had an the wire kind of strip. I don't know. And I actually broke the motor on this one. Oh, God. I sound like a dying chicken when I'm laughing. 24. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text picture? If so, oh, yeah. 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 25. Is there anything you do after sex? I.e. smoking, eat, drink. I pee. I got a UTI once, and it has scarred me for life. So, I like to drink water after, too. I don't know. I quit smoking, like, cigarettes when, like, way before I ever had sex, so I, but there has been some sex good enough that makes me want to just spark a huge motherfucking J. Would you have sex with your best friend? No, I'd be too scared to disappoint her. I think she would like that answer. 25, early morning sex or late at night sex? Ooh, I'm gonna go with morning sex. Why? Sorry guys, I got high earlier and I'm spacing the fuck out. Early morning sex, you guys didn't even need to know that, but I want you to know that I'm usually not a fucking, I'm this airheaded early really like early morning sex. I don't know, there's something more intimate about being up before, like, the sun is, before anyone's getting up to get to work, and you guys both hear the fucking sunrise, and whatever. You don't hear the sunrise, you know. Whatever. 28, something that will never fail to get you horny. Oh my god, if a guy nibbles on, like, my neck and then starts going towards my collarbone, I'll do it. Running, like, slowly running your hand up my thigh to my, vagina? Dudes in suits never fail. What else? I don't know how to explain this. It's like, I don't know, like, when someone kisses your neck and they, like, kind of go up and, I don't know, you hear their breath in your ear. That's really hot. Every goddamn time. Favorite body part? On him / her. On yourself. Favorite body part? On dudes? Their dicks. I don't know. I tend to like guys. I have a very, huge array of dudes that I like. I tend to be into skinny dudes. I don't know, if they have, like, weird noses, I think that's cool. I don't know, I had, like, a really huge crush on Adrian Brody when I was, like, 7. So, I want to know why a 7-year-old knew who Adrian Brody was. But yeah, dudes and their dicks. Her, literally, I love everything about women, seeing as I am one, so, everything but girls. I love girls. Their hair? But that's not a body part. Their legs? Yep. I have to pick something. It'd be legs, I guess. Do I watch porn? Yes. I do. A lot. I got a new phone, and you know how Google saves your, like, most visited bookmarks? I only had, like, 3-4 bookmarks for, like, 2 weeks. And one of them was Pornhub, and it was right there, and I kept forgetting to remove it, and I was like, I should remove this before someone sees. So, yeah, that was it, you guys. I hope you enjoyed that, because I did too. Yeah.